The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Hey, it is Monday, December 1st. It is officially Christmas time. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is on the horizon. And I just love Christmas time. I love the sights and I love the sounds of Christmas. And I have a dear friend on the program today with me, Babbi Mason, a two-time Dove Award-winning Christian singer-songwriter, a USA Today best-selling author, conference speaker, and TV talk show host. She remains a favorite to millions the world over, a Christian Music Hall of Fame inductee, and Babbi has recorded 26 music projects to her credit, and she's the author of 9 books. And Babbi, you have a brand new Christmas project out, and you're sharing that far and wide. So welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. It sure is good to see you, and thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
Well, you are the woman who never ages. You look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you do too. It's the same with you. You look great, my friend.
Well, when you have no hair, you don't change a whole
you can
lot.
You can get away with a lot of things, right?
Okay, so 26 recorded music projects.
Yeah.
The creativity needed to come up with 26 projects is off the chart. And so, Babbi, I just look at you and I think, okay, here's a lady that she spends a lot of time in the Word of God, and the Lord gives her songs. And so as you sit down at the piano, things just come to you. How does that work?
You know, Pastor Jeff, and this is the honest truth. My best co-writer, my best inspiration is the Holy Spirit. Mm. And there is no limit. There is no end to the creativity that the Holy Spirit contributes to our life. I mean, you're a pastor, you're an author, you're all over the internet, you've pastored for many years. It's that same inspiration that you get for your sermons. It's the same inspiration that I get for songs. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're listening to the Holy Spirit, as long as you got your nose in your word, as long as you're paying attention to life, as long as you want to encourage the hearts of people, that inspiration will continue to come. And I've been writing songs now for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. I've written hundreds. I haven't counted. I probably need to do a spreadsheet or something and count the number of songs that I've written. But hundreds of songs, recorded hundreds of songs. Other people have recorded my songs. And that inspiration keeps coming. And I contribute that to the Holy Spirit. And other great songwriters, you know, that I co-write with. I write songs on my own. I write songs with some of the best writers in the industry. But I think at the bottom of that, at the core of that, and the foundation of that is inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
Amen to that. Okay, Babbi, as somebody who's not, I love music, but I'm not super musical. Do things just kind of like, maybe you're waking up in the morning and you have something that kind of goes through your head and you're like, that would be interesting as a little part of a song. Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah. You know, inspiration comes from everywhere. I can be driving down the road and see a billboard that, you know, has a saying on it, or a caption or something like that, or a quote. And that could be a good idea for a song. Like, I was driving down the street one day, and right in front of a church, their marquee, they have quotes on their marquee. Mm-hmm. And it said, for directions from heaven, turn right at the light and keep straight. Well, that ended up being inspiration for a song called Turn Right. I can be reading the Bible. And like, for example, the song Standing in the Gap. came right from the scriptures where the Lord says he looked for a man who would stand in the gap and build up a hedge, but he found none. Standing in the gap was inspired by the scriptures. I could be on the phone talking to a friend, and this was an actual conversation that I had with one of my friends, and she said, hey, you want to go for a coffee? I said, hey, right now is the right time. Hey, that's a great idea for a song. We wrote that song. So inspiration is everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. How does that song go? Right now is the right time?
Right now is the right time to praise the Lord.
I love that.
The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir recorded it. I recorded it. It's a real popular song.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about this new Christmas project.
Well, I have been leading worship at my church at Eastside Baptist Church in Marietta, Georgia now for 3 years. And one of my favorite co-writers is my producer friend, Cheryl Rogers. And Cheryl works closely with our music team there. And at Christmas time, the Lord seems to always give me a song. Sometimes I write it by myself. Sometimes I write it with other co-writers. And after about 3 or 4 years of writing these songs, and Cheryl works with the choir and the band, she said, hey, we've got a stockpile of songs here. We ought to do something with these songs. And she said, why don't you and I and my son Chaz get together and form a group and take it on the road? And I said, let me pray about it. Yes. And the next thing I know, we were writing songs for this brand new project called A Joyful Christmas with Family and Friends. And it's brand new. It's on CD. And it's also on a flash drive with lots of wonderful, wonderful songs.
Okay, so how many of those are original and how many are Christmas favorites?
There are favorites like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We did a nod to Donny Hathaway's This Christmas. We did Sweet Little Jesus Boy. Mm-hmm. We took the refrain of Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him. So all of those are standards that people will know. Mm-hmm. And I wrote A Great Joy, Come See the Baby, The Way in a Manger, King Jesus is His Name, So Glad That It's Christmas, that's 6, Seat at the Stable, that's 7, Mary's Little Baby, that's 8. So I wrote 8, and 4 are our standards and 8 are original.
Mm. Okay, so Babby, how do you keep, you have so many songs in your head, so many songs that you've written, so many songs that you know. When you do concerts, you're not looking at words. These are all things you have memorized. Do you ever feel like you're running out of RAM for all the words?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, thank goodness for confidence monitors in churches now where the lyrics are up on the wall.
Yes.
And so I can lean on those, and we use those every Sunday in church because we're learning songs. We get like a new song on a Wednesday. We have to learn that song by Sunday, so we don't always have the time to memorize them word for word. So thank goodness that some technological person came up with a thing called a confidence monitor.
Yes. Yeah, those are very, very helpful. Well, I have found as I get older, my memory is not as sharp as it used to be. And even scriptures that I've memorized and had in the memory banks for decades, sometimes I think, okay, now where exactly was that? Was that verse 16 or verse 15? Is that a struggle for you?
You know, Pastor Jeff, I was blessed to be raised in a church. My father was a pastor.
Yes.
And my father just taught my family and me and a long line of preachers and pastors in our family who hold the word of God in its highest holy regard.
Amen.
And it was understood in our family that we would memorize scripture from children. I remember every evening when we would sit down to the family meal, Dad would bless the table, bless the food on the table, and we would go around the table and every family member would recite a scripture verse from memory. So from my childhood, I've been conditioned to memorize scripture.
Yeah.
And it's just in me, you know, it's just in my DNA that I can just recall it word for word. Usually the King James Version, because that was just the version that Daddy used to preach from. And so memory for me is just something that I've just been blessed with, even at this age in my life, at 69, 95 plus tax, shipping, and handling. I still have a pretty good memory and a great recall for scripture.
Okay, so you bring up the versions. So what I struggle with sometimes is, you know, that these new versions keep coming out because I know scripture in a certain version. That's how I memorized it, 1977 New American Standard. And so now I've switched to the updated 1995 New American Standard, and that can mess me up on scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not the same.
You're right. And I, you know, writing books and writing songs, I love, Pastor Jeff, I love the King James Version, but there are some versions that the Lord has used to change my life. Mm-hmm. And just the way, the eloquence, you know, of the Message Bible, you know, just the way, there's a scripture verse in the New Century Version, version of that passage in John 17:23. I'll give you a prime example of that. Mm-hmm. John 17 is the high priestly prayer of Jesus. And I heard my pastor say one day, turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, I am God's favorite. And I thought, that sounds cool, but how does that happen, you know? So I began to go to the scriptures and I read the King James Version. It was a little stuffy and a little lofty. I went to the New Century Version, and this is what it said. It's a red letter passage, the words of Jesus. It's the prayer of Jesus, and he said, I am in them, and you are in me, as he prays to the Father. I am in them, and you are in me. May they be completely one. Then the world will know that you sent me and that you love them just as much as you love me. Mm-hmm. Well, that passage from the New Century Version of the Bible changed my world when I read that Jesus, that God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus.
Yeah.
And it revolutionized, it brought up that truth that God loves me in the same way that he loves his son. It brought that revelation to light. And so I thank God that, you know, we have these different paraphrases and versions of the Bible.
Right.
And great preachers and teachers like you who can break the word of God open so that people like me can understand it.
Okay, so you've been doing this a long, long time, singing and writing songs. Between the two, singing or songwriting, is there one that's you have more of a passion for?
No, they're like twins. You love them both. I've been singing longer than I've been writing songs. Mm-hmm. I've been singing since my childhood, growing up in a preacher's family. A pastor's family where everybody in the church had a job. You know, we pay musicians now, you know, we pay musicians to and pay them well. But in my daddy's church, if you were warm blooded and you had a desire to serve Jesus, you got a post. And I remember when I was just 9 years of age, I was taking piano lessons when I was a little girl starting at the age of six. But one Sunday morning when I was 9 years of age, the church pianist didn't show up, and Daddy looked at me as a nine-year-old girl and said, Bab, today you gonna play. And I played for the church for 20 years. They paid me a little bit, something, you know, like as a nine-year-old, something like $10 a week. Now, for a nine-year-old in 1965, whatever that would be, $10 a week for a nine-year-old, $40 a month, that's pretty good money.
Sure.
So, you know, I thank the Lord that I had this wonderful foundation of music. So I've been singing for a lifetime, but songwriting came along in the 80s when I began to record. And along with that recording, I went to a conference where I just sat in on a songwriting workshop. And I'll tell you, Pastor Jeff, the lights just began to come on. I'm a natural born writer. I love writing composition. I've always been a good student of the English language and composition. And it was just a natural segue into the next season of my life. And so I've been writing songs since 1984.
Amen to that. Well, you have a big Christmas tour, and we want to get into that when we come back from the break. But we're talking to Babbie Mason, and I wanted to give you just a taste of some of her music for Christmas. This is called Come See the Baby by Babbie Mason. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Savior, of angels up there in the heavens told the shepherds down below, come see the baby born in a manger, born in a manger in Bethlehem. Come see the baby born in a manger, born in a manger in Bethlehem.
So the shepherds ran to see the commotion. They were amazed at what they saw.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today here on American Family Radio, talking to my good friend Babbie Mason. Babbie is a singer and songwriter and two-time Dove Award winner and just a wonderful, wonderful person. She's been at our church multiple times and does such a great job. Babbie, what I love about you is you're genuine, you're real, you're a great worship leader. You're very gifted at drawing everybody in and getting everybody connected. And not everybody can do that. You know, there's some people that are good singers and maybe even good songwriters, but they're not necessarily good worship leaders. And you have all those bases covered, which is really, really cool.
Oh, thank you for that, Pastor Jeff. That means the world. You know, when you listen, my heart, and I believe the call of the worship leader, you stand up on that platform and you're like a priest, you know, who leads the people to God, or a prophet who leads God to the people. And that's my office. That's my calling and my place. It's not about me when I'm up on that stage. It's all about connecting people to God. It's all about giving them a place where they can hear the voice of God, where they can sense the voice of God. And it's just, I believe, a gift. Number one, I believe it's a gift.
Yes.
Number two, it's a desire. It really is a desire. Mm-hmm. And it's been my heart's desire that the Lord just use me to bring him to people and help people connect to them so their needs can be met and that they can worship Jesus right there in that space where they're standing in the sanctuary.
Amen to that. Okay, so Babbie, as an alto, my wife is an alto. She loves alto singing because it's very easy to, it's easy on the ears, and it's easy to sing with. A high soprano, Sandy Patty kind of soprano is harder. It's harder to sing that. How have you noticed over the years with, you know, you see some of these well-known, especially guys that sang real high, you can't keep that up. Elton John in his last concert, I mean, he can't sing half his music because he can't sing that high anymore. Do you see that as a big benefit to alto singers that they can continue to sing all their music?
You know, I think it all depends on a singer's range, you know, and I think one of the things that has helped me over the years is that I try to sing within my range. You know, the range is, you know, the number of octaves that a singer can sing in their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's, you know, sopranos have a range, altos have a range, tenors have a range, they sing high. Sopranos are the ladies that sing high. Altos are the ones that sing in the medium range. Tenors are the ones, the high gentleman's voice. A bass is a low gentleman's voice. But everybody has a certain range. And I think the key to my longevity is that I don't push past my normal range. And you hear a lot of singers who, a lot of that is if when you've been singing for 30 and 40 years and you're getting older, it's like you get out of bed in the morning and it's like, oh, why does that hurt? Yeah. You know, why is that knee stiff? Well, it's the same with your vocal muscles. If you overuse them, they get tired, they get weak, they, you know, develop nodes and they develop stiffness. And it just like you have to work your knees and your back, and you have to stretch and you have to warm up and you have to do the same thing with your voice. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been very careful as to how I use my voice and try to keep that range, you know, extended and where it feels natural. You know, now as a, you know, life is the way it is. Mm-hmm. I don't sing as high as I could in my 20s, but mm-hmm. I still have a pretty good range. And I thank the Lord that he is still giving me the opportunity to sing, and my phone keeps ringing. And so I'm still out there doing my thing and The Lord keeps giving me songs, and so I keep recording them, and people are just so genuine. We had our first concert last night with our Friends and Family Christmas Tour, and it was just wonderful. My friend Cheryl Rogers, my son Chaz, and I were on stage together. You know, I've been flying solo for 42 years, mm-hmm. but the Lord has given me this opportunity to sing with these two singers that are the consummate musicians. And it's just so much fun to see an audience who has loved me for 42 years embrace this new season of life and ministry. And it is the most fun traveling with friends and family. And we had such a wonderful time last night.
Amen. Well, the project is called A Joyful Christmas with Family and Friends. And, Babbie, I want to play that a cappella song that you do, O Come Let Us Adore Him.
Yes.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
That is so beautiful. Now, you wrote all that as far as putting all those pieces together?
Well, you know, that is the refrain of, well, the O come let us adore him, O come let us adore him, Christ the Lord is the refrain from the Christmas hymn, O come all ye faithful.
Right.
And, of course, that carol is hundreds of years old.
Sure, sure.
So it's in the public domain. So yeah. We took a little license, you know, to take that chorus and turn it into a worship song. And of course, I've been leading that little chorus at the end of my concerts for years, but I thought it would be fun to do that as a trio with Cheryl Rogers and my son Chaz. And Cheryl is a wonderful vocal arranger. So it was my idea and her arrangement, and we collaborated on it. And that arrangement is what you hear, and it is stunning. It's beautiful. It's a great way to, you know, display these singers' beautiful voices and the blend of our voices. It's just a beautiful moment of worship on the record as well as live in concert.
Okay, so Babbie, if somebody saw that and say, "Hey, I'd like us to do that for Christmas Eve service or something like that," they would contact you to get how those vocal arrangements are set up.
Oh, yeah. We have soundtracks for all the songs. So if you're an alto and you want to sing a new song for Christmas, you know, you can go to my website and you can get the soundtracks and download them right to your computer. And we'll make those available for you. If you want the arrangement of this particular a cappella song, we can get that for you. And I think that's been one of the beautiful parts of this ministry over the years, is that the songs that I've sung, you know, the lyrics and the melodies, I just try to write songs that are uplifting to God, encouraging to believers. And they're easy to sing, you know, basically.
Right.
So I make my soundtracks available and to a lot of singers who are calling me all the time for soundtracks. So we do, and music. I've got a lot of music in print that choirs have sung for years. So I do want to make my music and my soundtracks available to church and to church musicians. So all you have to do is go to my website. It's first name only, babbie.com, and we'll do our best to serve you.
Amen to that. Okay, so Babbie, really full December with concerts. And so how do you protect your voice to where you can be strong for all those concerts?
Yeah. that's always a challenge, because, you know, I honestly speaking, you know, I'll get these requests, Pastor Jeff, and I'll say, oh, this is awesome. Yes. Oh, this is amazing. Yes. And yes. Then you have to get out of bed and pack your bag and answer to all of those yeses that you committed to. Mm-hmm. And so last night, you know, was a late night, was our first concert that we performed last night here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And we got to pack our bag and go to Florida this weekend. And then we're going all over the state of Georgia and doing some really wonderful concerts in some theaters and churches. And it's very demanding. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I try to do is get as much, nothing restores the body and the spirit like rest. Mm-hmm. Like real rest. Sleep is the best, is my best friend. Yes. So I try to get as much sleep as I can, physical rest, vocal rest, and then, you know, preparing myself mentally and spiritually, you know, just keeping my mind, and, you know, just feeding my spirit. I thank God for you, Pastor Jeff. I've been listening to you now for years, ever since I, you know, came out here to Texarkana, to your church, and reading your books and listening to your voice on, I have an internet radio station at babbymasonradio.com, and you're on my radio station every evening at 6:30 with your beautiful program. So I feed myself spiritually. I try to eat right, try to rest, exercise, and that helps to restore, you know, the body physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, I still remember, and you're very sweet to say that, I still remember hearing Jim Cymbalist say that Charles was one of the best, your husband Charles, one of the best cooks around. So is he's the chef in your house?
Listen, we're a house of chefs, but we all kind of have our specialty, okay? Now, Charles is a country boy, so he's from Alabama. So, you know, whatever he cooks is going to have some part of the hog in it, okay? It's going to have a piece of fat back or hog jaw or whatever they call it, yeah, in his greens. And we're trying to wean him off of that. But the guy is, you know, you raised on a farm, a hog, the ribs or the ham or the thigh or something, or the foot or the tail. They didn't throw away any of the hog. They even eat what's called the chitlins, you know, which is the intestines of the hog. So yeah. Charles was raised on a farm. So he cooks very, very Southern. I am, my parents are from the South, but I've tried to acclimate my diet with a few more vegetables and, you know, leaner meats and things like that. Then our youngest son, Chaz, who you hear on this project, Chaz is a foodie from Jump Street. The boy's, his palate is so sophisticated, I can't even pronounce half the stuff that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And he gets in the kitchen, and so you got Charles and his soul food cooking. You got me and my love for green vegetables. You got Chaz and his love for heightened palates and beautiful seasonings and flavorings and how he wants to, you know, cook the turkey this year. And our combination, I think, makes for a beautiful table, a palette, a plethora of different kinds of foods. So we're in a house that loves to cook and we love to eat. And of course, Thanksgiving is going to be a high day. And we're looking forward to Christmas and all the meals that are centered around, you know, our Christmas celebrations.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going, you have concerts up till Christmas Eve?
Yes, we are. If you can go to my website at babby.com, first name only, babby.com, and you can look, click on Babby's dates, and that'll give you my entire calendar for the month of December. And I'm still doing my solo dates, and then there are also the concert dates that we're doing with our friends, what we call our friends and family Christmas. That's the three of us. And those dates are, we are going to be in Florida, North Florida. We're all over the state of Georgia for the month of December. And we're going to be at my home church at Eastside Baptist Church on Christmas Eve. So we've got a power-packed schedule for the holiday season.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun and a lot of work, but a lot of fun too. And I know that's a blessing to so many. So, Babby, for the outsider looking in, they think of being a a Christian recording artist is, oh, that's just so glamorous. It would, you know, you're up on the stage and people are listening and being blessed. And I think sometimes they don't realize how much work it is, how hard it is to travel, how it's not all glitz and glamour. You just like Paul being a missionary. Well, that missionary is being a missionary is hard. And it's not easy. So tell us a little bit about that.
I won't say the typical, but it is kind of the typical schedule. Just on yesterday morning, I had to lead worship at our senior service at our church in Marietta, Georgia. So I was up at 6, out of the house by 7:30, fighting Atlanta traffic to get to the church by 9 for our sound check with sound and tech. And I had to pack my bag because after the service, I spent a couple of hours at the church preparing because I had an afternoon sound check for our concert last night. So I left the church at about 3:15, arrived at the church where we sang at last night for a 4 o'clock sound check, on my feet all day, singing all day. We had a sound check at 4. It's sound, it's tech, it's lights. And then we had to sing the concert. Then I had to set up my product table and meet people. And then I had to drive home 2 hours. And I didn't get home until 12:30 last night. So it's physically demanding, it's tiring, but the benefits are people are blessed. And I get to sing, and that's the wonderful benefit of doing what I do.
Amen to that. Well, we're talking to Babbie Mason. And she's just always been one of my favorites. And as I said, she's a great worship leader. She loves the Lord, and she really does worship through her music and draws people in to worship also. So the brand new project is A Joyful Christmas with Family and Friends. I encourage you to go to babbie.com and check it out. And so we are up against a break here on Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio. But we'll be right back. Don't go away.
This June marks 3 years since the overturn of Roe, but did you know that since then, the number of abortions has surged to a 10-year high? Preborn Network clinics continue to support women facing unplanned pregnancies, showering them with God's love and providing free ultrasounds. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound. That's when everything changed. When I saw my baby and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
$28 sponsors one ultrasound and $140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation also helps to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, talking to my friend Babbie Mason, a 2-time Dove Award-winning Christian singer-songwriter, a USA Today best-selling author, conference speaker, and TV talk show host, a favorite to millions the world over. She has a brand new project out called A Joyful Christmas with Family and Friends. And Babbie and I are talking about her December schedule and just about life as a singer-songwriter. I want you to listen to this familiar song at Christmas. I love the familiar songs at Christmas. And this is Babbie singing This Christmas.
Mistletoe, I ain't gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun
together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Well, that gives you a taste of Babbie's Christmas project, A Joyful Christmas with Family and Friends. Okay, Babbie, is there a personal favorite on this new project?
Well, the one that you just played is definitely a personal favorite because you hear my voice, but you also hear the voice of my son, Chaz. And Chaz brings in that family component on the record. The record is called A Joyful Christmas with Family and Friends, and Chaz brings that family element. Chaz is just an amazing musician. Chaz grew up, of course, in a musical family. He grew up in, you know, church music, singing in the youth choir, and studied music in college. And the young man, Chaz, my son, is just, I can't begin to say enough accolades about, number one, his musicmanship. Number two, he's just so much fun to work with. It is, you know, that family harmony thing is really real. That's real. Yes. And Chaz is an amazing singer. You'll hear him sing on this project. You'll hear him sing on this song. Both of us, you know, love the music of Donny Hathaway. And we thought this would be a great way to pay tribute to Donny and to sing this song. And Chaz's voice is amazing. Chaz lived in L.A. for 15 years, where he was out there working with the best of the best. People like Pharrell Williams, who wrote the song Happy, Mariah Carey, Kiefer Sutherland, Adam Levine. He was in the Kanye West Sunday Service Choir, traveling all over the world with Kanye in that beautiful choir. So he is a fine, fine musician. And now he's back in Atlanta area. He stands on stage with me most Sunday mornings where we get to lead worship together. And bless people. And Chaz is also a part of this tour, singing with us on stage. And it's just an incredible, the young man, I'm not saying this just because I'm his mother, okay? I'm saying this because it is absolutely true. You'll hear his voice. It's stunning on this project. His name is Chaz, C-H-A-Z, Chaz Mason. And he's a wonderful contribution to this record and this tour. And the world will get to hear him sing on this record.
Now, is he a keyboardist in addition, like you are?
Chaz is a keyboard player. He is a fine singer. He's a phenomenal songwriter. Some people say he's Babbie Mason 2.0. I think he's like Babbie Mason off the chart. He's another generation of a wonderful musician. He is phenomenal in the studio. I have a story to tell you. You know, like I said, Chaz lived in L.A. for 15 years. So he left when he was in his mid-20s. And he came back when he was 42. And being on the West Coast, we didn't see him that often because he was so far away. His schedule, our schedule, we may have seen him, you know, during the holidays once or twice a year. So I kind of missed his, you know, those early adult years. And when he came back home as a young 42-year-old and we were working in the studio and I saw Chaz in his best, in his element, producing music and producing my vocals and singing and writing and engineering. And he's over the top, excellent and a fine musician and a crazy, wonderful, beautiful singing voice and a keyboardist and all of this. And I just looked at him, Pastor Jeff, and I said, literally, this is what I said. Who are you? Who are you? I didn't even know this child was just so phenomenal, but he's just been blessed. He's been kissed by God, and I'm blessed to have him in my family, blessed to have him as my son, and it's so much fun creating new music with him and traveling with him and having him to be a guest on this project called A Joyful Christmas with family and friends.
Amen to that. That is awesome. Okay, Babbie, let me ask you this, because musicians are known sometimes to be a little high-strung, and you've worked with lots of musicians, and they can be, you know, you would hope that if you're a Christian, you're going to respond in a Christian manner, be kind to people and things like that, but you've probably seen over the years some that didn't do that. Have you dealt over the years with any disillusionment with people that you looked up to and then you met them and then it's like, you're not what I thought?
Yeah, I have. I have. And you know what, Pastor Jeff, I don't want to be that person. I literally don't want to be that person. I was so blessed to have parents. My father was a pastor. He founded the church that he pastored for 40 years before he went home to be with the Lord. I saw my mom and dad work diligently. You know, being a pastor is not easy when you're dealing with people and families and the messy lives that people lead. It's hard work. I saw my parents do that day in and day out for 40 years, and it impacted my life. But there's always that struggle. You know, you're up there on stage and, you know, people are calling your name and you're up there in the bright lights and, you know, you got a number one song on the radio and you got a best-selling book that's on the, you know, the bestsellers list. And sometimes it can go to your head, but the Lord has a way of dealing with me to keep me in my place, and it's called family. Okay. Mm-hmm. Family, the Lord will use family to keep you in your place. For example, years ago, I was singing at a youth, big youth convention, and they were using my song as their theme song. I happened to wear the colors that they were using on their stage, and they had indoor pyrotechnics and lights, and they sang my song, and it was just like, man, I have arrived. I have arrived. I walked off the stage. Chaz was a little kid, okay? He was like 4 or 5. He's standing backstage waiting for me to come off the stage because I met him at the bottom of the stairs, and he said, after I've just been in the epitome of, you know, this moment, he met me at the bottom of the stairs, Pastor Jeff, and he says, Mommy, I've got to go to the bathroom. Okay? So here I was at the height of my musicianship, and at the bottom of the stairs is my 4-year-old who needs to go to the bathroom. Yes. And so the Lord says to me, you know, take your child to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that just put me in my place, just to remind me that it's not about me. It's about people. It's about serving Jesus. It's about making him look good. It's about lifting him up so that he can draw all men unto himself. And that's been, you know, a constant reminder to me to keep me in my place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Amen to that. I had a seminary professor, Babbie, and he was well loved. And he, I remember at the end of class, at the end of the semester, we all clapped for him. And his response was so, it just ingrained in my brain and in my heart. He said, I'm just a branch. John 15, you know, I am the vine, you are the branches.
And yes.
A branch on a grapevine is nothing. It's the vine that makes us strong. And so keeping that in perspective is very, very important. Okay, have you had some funny things happen to you on stage over the years that maybe threw you for a loop? I know surely you've had technical problems with microphones and things like that and all the instances you've been on stage. How do you handle those curveballs?
You know, you just live in the moment, you know, because it is what it is. Can I give you an example, Pastor Jeff? This is a true story. I'm in concert. I'm closing my concert with the song All Rise. That's probably my signature song, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on stage and I'm introducing the song in the spirit of the, you know, the exclaimer, the proclaimer came over me. And I said, Pastor Jeff, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of the adoration. He's worthy of the adulation. And he's worthy of the ovulation. Now, I was trying to say ovation,
yes.
But I got my tongue got twisted up into alliteration, and I said ovulation, and I tried to just say, oh my goodness, I just tried to keep going,
yes.
You know, but there were snickers in the audience, and snickers turned to laughter, and then it was uproariously, hilariously funny, and out of control, but you know, stuff happens, and I apologize, and we just went on, you know, with the evening. Stuff happens, and stuff like that happens from time to time, and you just have to go with the flow, and it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, very good. Okay, singing so many songs, as we talked about, you have a great memory. Have you ever been in singing a song and just totally blanked out on the lyrics?
Oh, goodness. How many? I have made up more lyrics on my feet than I care to remember. The memory is amazing. I remember standing on stage, singing the first verse of a song, going into the chorus, and coming out of the chorus, there's like a little four-bar instrumental turnaround that sets up your second verse. And I got to the end of that chorus, and I was standing there in that four-bar turnaround, and I could not for the life of me remember the lyrics to the top of the second verse. I could not remember the words. But from sheer muscle memory, from having sung the song probably hundreds of times, I opened up my mouth, and the words just came out. It was a miracle that the words just came out from sheer muscle memory. But sometimes I forget the words, and when I do, I either make them up, you know, I'll just toss in a phrase that goes along with the subject. And sometimes I'll forget the words, and I'll look down there on the front row, and somebody from Babby Mason Ministries or Babby Mason Music is singing along, and I'll get the words from them.
That's funny, because we had, this was years ago, Randy Travis came to First Baptist Texarkana, obviously before his stroke and all, and I was at his sound check, and I was asking him about different songs, because I really had prepared, and I was listening to his Christian album. And so we were asking about a song, and he started singing it. He couldn't remember the words, but I had remembered the words because I had been listening to that. He goes, oh, okay, well, thank you. And anyway, that's kind of a funny little story. But okay, so this Christmas, you have, this Christmas is one of your favorites, the title This Christmas. If you go back over time, you know, one of your favorite songs for me personally is, I think it's called Trust His Heart.
Yes.
Yeah. That I think about that song a lot in sermons because it is so appropriate to life.
Yes.
When you can't trace his hand, you trust his heart. What would you put maybe in your top three or four in the last couple of minutes that we have together?
Yeah, Trust His Heart is probably near the top. It would probably be All Rise. Mm-hmm. You know, I've sung that song in pretty much every concert for the past 42 years. It would have to be Trust His Heart. When you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. And in recent years, it has been Each One, Reach One.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that song in the 90s. I wrote a book and a Bible study called Each One, Reach One.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that you write these songs and they don't die. The Lord keeps giving them a life and a possibility to minister to the next generation. So I'm grateful that he's given me these songs that have longevity, that continue to minister to the hearts of people.
Yeah, well, they're great. And Babby, you're just such a blessing. And so I'll be praying for you this December
that
the Lord would use you and give you strength and keep you healthy. That's a big deal. I know with so much cold and flu going around that your voice would stay strong. And just know that you're a blessing to me, and I appreciate our friendship so much.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Jeff. It's always good to see you and good to talk with you.
Well, God bless you. Well, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you this Christmas season. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.